Boy, I can tell when his blood pressure's up a few points. Can't you? Here's Gruber.
So I talked this week about how I feel that Google might be the most dangerous of all the platforms out there. We saw the video come out of Google from their TGIF meeting 3 days after the election in 2016, leaked out to Breitbart. Now, you may or may not be a fan of leaked videos like that, but in this particular case, it showed a pretty glaring light on Google and what they believe. They believe that they lost the election. We learned just recently that they had made a conscious effort to increase voting among Hispanics and then were shocked that 29% of Hispanic voters voted for Donald Trump. Not what they had in mind. And then they were shocked and in tears, some of them, after Donald Trump won the election, and they were going to do their best to put their values out there, to put their values out to America. So say ah, because they're going to shove them right down your throat. Matt Taylor here, director of the new documentary film exposing the capabilities of Google and Facebook. Coming soon, The Creepy Line. Matt, welcome to the conversation.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
The Creepy Line, exposing how Google and Facebook threaten society. You know, and the funny thing is, I had some pushback from people that I thought were somewhat conservative saying that I was wrong in suggesting that Google is a monopoly. I believe Google is a monopoly because there's nothing else like it. They control more than 90% of all searches online. To me, they have almost exclusive control, and the others that run behind them don't have the ability. Am I right or wrong?
You're absolutely right. In fact, in 2011, 2012, the FTC was actually looking into antitrust cases against Google, and the White House shut down the investigation. So there is a lot of these kinds of things happening. And of course, now this antitrust has come up again, and we'll see where it goes.
Well, somebody needs some courage, because that needs to be reeled in, because what we're talking about here is the ability to impact elections and outcomes at the same time, because the conversation in America, the town square, if you will, has become a virtual town square. It's electronic. The only way we communicate anymore is Facebook and Twitter. And if they control all of those things, and then Google your search engines and what you can see and talk about, all being controlled by this group of companies, then they're impacting my First Amendment. They really are, because they control the conversation by being able to put filters on there. Do you believe that to be true?
I absolutely do. I mean, if you think, you know, in the film we outline this idea that the search engine is biased by design because it has to do two things. It has to select a number of things that you search for. If I search for dog food, it has to go through all the dog foods and make a selection, and then it has to put them in an order. Right? That's also a bias. Now, the thing is, search engines by design, we want them to be biased so we get the best results. But the problem is when you ask for something that doesn't have a best result, like what's the best candidate, that bias can put them in an order that shifts opinion. And the problem is we don't know what that bias is. We don't know what the algorithm is. We don't know who's writing it. We don't know what their perspective is. And that can really move a lot of opinions without people even knowing it's happening.
So you decided to do this movie. What motivated you to do this? How long has it taken? How big of a project has it been for you?
Well, it's been nearly a year that the film has been in production. Started around probably last October. It's been in discussion for a little longer than that. Me personally, you know, I've worked with Peter Schweitzer before on projects. He had an interest in Google and Facebook, and I also have an interest in technology. I mean, I love technology. I've followed Google and Facebook's rise. I think that there's a lot of good things they've done in the past for, you know, expanding our ability to find things and bringing people together. But the thing is that this is a cumulative series of events that have come together, and, you know, Facebook keeps getting in trouble. Google keeps having to pay fines, mostly in the EU. And the thing is that we really have to understand is tech companies can make mistakes, but these guys get caught over and over and over. If this was any other company being caught and fined over and over and over again, I don't think we would trust these companies. But for some reason, we trust Google and we trust Facebook with the most intimate knowledge.
Well, what concerns me, it's not just the intimate knowledge about this, about you and I, it's these algorithms. I mean, it's developing the perfect algorithm so that when you turn on your computer, you'll get the right message. And what I don't like, and what I didn't like from the video that I saw, were Google's values being thrust upon me and you and everybody else. It's Google's value. We have good values, and we're going to tell everybody what their values should be. I don't like that at all because they are controlling such a major message here. We've got Matt Taylor on the line, director of the new documentary film, The Creepy Line, exposing how Google and Facebook threaten society. Do you believe that these platforms are getting bigger and more dangerous, or have they kind of plateaued? Where are we?
Well, look, I think that they are getting bigger and more dangerous because the thing is Google buys other companies. They own DNA companies. They own satellites.
They own YouTube.
Other various things that we don't even know.
They own YouTube, do they not?
Yes, they've owned YouTube for quite a while now.
And so hold on. So just let me jump in here. And YouTube now is one of the largest suppliers of television signals to American homes and growing every day. YouTube TV is out there every day. So once here's Google not only controlling what you get to see when you do a search, but now they're messaging as they're out on YouTube with new television programs and new, and again, messaging, correct?
Absolutely. I mean, you have it. It's in the DNA. And the thing is that these are utopians who are running these companies. You know, these aren't the classic evil corporations. These are people who have a perspective of how the world should be. And the question is that they have the power to change the world that way. You know, who gave them this power and what do they want to change the world into?
Well, into their values. It's their utopian view of the world, Matt. And I think that's why you did the film. Where can people find out more? Matt Taylor, tell them where they can find out more and how they can see the film.
www.creepyline.com, and the film will be out in the next 2 weeks, I believe, on digital platforms, ironically.
Yeah.
And we hope to have bring the film to certain cities and let people see it for themselves. It's quite a thrilling experience in the theater.
Creepyline.com. Matt, hats off to you for doing this project. I'm sure it took a lot of work and a lot of effort. And we appreciate you doing it. Thank you, Matt.
Oh, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Matt Taylor, find out more at creepyline.com. Creepyline.com, the movie about Google and Facebook and their monopoly on what you see, read, and hear. It's the Steve Gerber Show.
Hi, I'm Chris McLatcher. You know the guy Steve Gruber has been talking about? I fight the IRS in the state of Michigan for a living, and I've been around since 1991, over 25 years. Our firm is called Fresh Start Tax Solutions, and we are right here in Michigan. Just type in your area code tax.com. In Lansing, that would be 517tax.com. If you're a Uper, that would be 906tax.com. You'll be directed to our website where you can instantly be connected by phone or email. At Fresh Start Tax Solutions, we can get the IRS and the state of Michigan off your back today.
Plan to attend Salt Lake Global's upcoming event celebrating the sanctity of human life in Lansing, Michigan, September the 29th. Learn how to effectively engage the culture and defend family values with truth and grace. Check out this exciting opportunity at slgwitness.com. For tickets, go to slgwitness.com. Limited seating available. For celebrating the sanctity of human life. So register today at slgwitness.com. That's slgwitness.com.